Good morning. I'm Chess Huxman, Director of Communications for Mennonite Foundation of Canada. And for the next few minutes, we'd like to spotlight one of the organizations that some of our clients choose to support here in Waterloo Region. So joining me this morning is Laureen Harder-Gissing, who is librarian and archivist of the Conrad Grable University College. Welcome.
Thank you, Jess. Glad to be here.
Did I get the title right?
You did. It's
okay.
A long one.
Okay, very good. Well, before we get into some of the work that you do, let's talk a little bit about you. I understand you have not just one, but two master's degrees.
I do. I was doing an undergraduate degree in history many years ago, and when that was done, I thought, I really want to learn more about the intersection between religion and history. Okay. And so I went to Wilfrid Laurier and did a degree in religion and culture there. And after working for a while in different libraries and archives, I got really interested in the profession and decided that's what I wanted to do. So I went off and got what's called a library science degree, which allows me to do this librarian and archivist work.
Yeah. Wow. You've also been involved with at least three books that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those, I think, were kind of related to church histories. Is that accurate?
That's right. Yeah, I was really fortunate early on to be invited to start working with different organizations doing what's kind of called public history,
mm-hmm.
Being invited by organizations to tell their stories. And so I worked with two Mennonite congregations here in Ontario, and I've also worked with an organization called the Mennonite Aid Union at the time, later MAX Canada, in writing their histories. And it was just such a privilege to be invited into these organizations and to learn more about their past and work together to write their stories.
Wow, that is, I'm sure that's interesting stuff. For people who may not be familiar with Conrad Grable University College, just briefly tell us a little bit about who the college university is and what makes you all unique.
So if you've never been to Grable before, it's tucked in at the corner of University and Westmount Road, mm-hmm. in a very pretty little part of the University of Waterloo campus. So we're a liberal arts college affiliated with the University of Waterloo. So all of our students are actually University of Waterloo students and get their degrees there. We're a Mennonite college, so we're the College of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, and we started about 50 years ago. And one of the wonderful things about Grable is that it's both a teaching college and a residential college, mm-hmm. so you can both live there and learn there. And in fact, three generations of my family have done just that. So I'm proud to say I was a Grable student myself I came to work here.
So three generations of your family have gone to Grable.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Now, you are in charge of the library and archives at Grable. So what exactly does that kind of work involve?
Well, on the library side, what we do is we serve the teaching needs of the college, mm-hmm. in the areas that the college teaches, which are religious studies and music, peace studies, and of course Mennonite studies.
Okay.
And your listeners might be interested to know that they can come in and get a community library card for free from us that allows them, mm-hmm. to use the resources of our library and the university library as a whole as well.
Oh,
so
really?
We try to be very open to the community that way. The archives itself is located within the library, literally in the center of the library. And what we do there is that we gather and preserve and make available to the public the history of Mennonites in Ontario. And that's a big challenge because your listeners might not realize this, but we actually live in one of the most diverse regions for Mennonites in the entire world. Everything from very conservative groups all the way through to what we might call modern Mennonites. The diversity is very great and makes this work very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, at Conrad Grable University College, you have new space that you notice there from Westmount. How has that space, I know part of that space was for the library and archives, how has that space improved what you do and what you're able to store,
mm-hmm.
there?
We actually doubled in size when we built this new project. So if you haven't been to Grable in the last 5 years, you might not recognize the library if you walk into it today. So in addition to doubling in size, we added a high-tech climate-controlled vault for the archives. And that kind of sits in the middle in an enclosed space. And then we have the lovely, bright library space around it. So the environment is just really nice now for studying. And our biggest change has probably been that we've added exhibit space. So for the first time, we're able to show off the treasures of the archives and to have community groups in to learn more about it.
So in the archive, I'm kind of curious. I've walked by it several times, being on the Grable campus. But, I mean, are there some things in the archives that only you would touch and only with gloves? And is it that sort of, are those kinds of documents there?
Yes, there's a real mixture of things. So if you were to come in and want to look at some of our really old stuff, which includes our Bibles that are nearly 500 years old,
oh, wow,
I would probably be hovering over your shoulder pretty closely as you looked at those.
Yeah.
But as I said before, we are a public archive, so if you wanted to look at the records of a congregation or an individual person's correspondence or diary or any of our audiovisual materials, photographs, those types of things, generally people can actually get hands-on and spend time with them, research them themselves.
Wow. And again, you mentioned earlier that this is open to the public.
Yes. It's always best to make an appointment because you never know when I might be there or might be in a meeting.
Right.
We're definitely open to the public and if many different types of people coming through.
Yeah, what a great treasure. If you're just joining us, I'm Jess Huxman with Mennonite Foundation of Canada, and I'm speaking with the head librarian and archivist at Conrad Grable University College, Lorraine Gissing-Harder. Grable is home to the Mennonite Archives of Ontario. So what items would we find in the Mennonite Archives? Is it separate or is it all kind of woven together?
Well, the library materials and the archival materials are kept separate.
Okay.
And the reason how we generally distinguish between them is that a library book would be anything that is published and that there are many different copies of.
Okay.
And archival materials are very much probably the only thing of its kind in existence. A letter from your great-grandmother, there's usually only one copy.
Yes.
So that's how we differentiate between them.
And you are the home for Mennonite Archives of Ontario, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Is there a Mennonite Archives in each province?
There are, I believe, 7 or 8 Mennonite Archives across Canada currently, all the way from Quebec to British Columbia. And we try to work together as much as we can to serve the needs of our geographical areas. One place where you can find us working together really well is through the Mennonite Archival Image Database, or MAID. And MAID is a publicly accessible website of, something like 80,000 photographs of Mennonite life across Canada and across the world, in fact, as well.
Wow. And that's all available online.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So when people would typically come in, are they often looking for like family history, genealogy, church history? What kinds of things would most people be looking for when they come in?
Well, the way I would describe it is you can kind of divide it up into thirds. About a third of people come in are looking for those genealogies, the family histories that we have and try to keep up to date. Probably about a third are looking for congregational histories or local histories because Mennonites have had such a long history in this area. We have a lot of local history in our archives. And then about a third might be academic researchers, those who are in an academic program at a university and trying to ask the new questions of our old materials.
Yeah. Laureen Harder Gissing has been our guest with Conrad Grable University College. I'm Jess Huxman with Mennonite Foundation of Canada, and we invite you to begin the journey of faithful, joyful giving.